John Davis is walking, cycling, hiking, and rowing his way from Florida to Quebec to educate people about the importance of wildlife conservation parks.
Part of the message I'm trying to help convey is that we have a good system of protected areas in the United States, wilderness areas, parks, refuges, and so forth, but they're too small and too few and too far between, and we need to connect them one with another. If we don't have those natural connections, then animals don't have the room to roam, and some of them will go extinct.
Davis gained a love for wildlife early on from his parents, who were both wildlife conservation activists.
Both my parents encouraged a love for nature. They took me out in walks in the forest and took me out on lakes, rowing, and so forth. So they encouraged a lot of that. And my mother was particularly influential because she did a lot of research and writing on conservation issues. She did a big survey of eastern old-growth forests that Wild Earth magazine, which I used to edit, published in the 1990s.
Davis had been thinking about doing a wildlife trek for a while, but when he received tragic news about his mother, he realized it was urgent for him to start soon.
A year and a half or so ago, when it became clear that my mother was fighting cancer, I decided I should get going so that she would be alive when I began.
And Davis did just that. He began his journey in North Key Largo, Florida, in February. Through his trek, Davis has seen different types of wildlife beauty and eagerly shares his stories with those who will listen.
There are a lot of specific things that people and communities can do to help wildlife. They range from supporting local conservation groups and national conservation groups and land trusts to being a really good steward of land that you might own. Other ways people can help, they can help identify wildlife corridors, areas that animals may be trying to cross roads. They can urge transportation officials to put in wildlife underpasses or overpasses. There are all sorts of ways people can help, and we are very much hoping to inspire actions through Trek East.
Davis hopes to reach the Gaspé Peninsula of northern Quebec by November, although he admits by then he'll probably be trekking in snowshoes. For WBHM, I'm Ben Johnson.